This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How positive reinforcement shapes child development with humanistic values. Discover the power of positive reinforcement in child development and how it promotes personal flourishing through humanistic and secular principles. The role of positive reinforcement in child development. Hey, have you ever noticed how kids tend to repeat behaviors when they get positive attention or rewards for them? That's not just common sense. It's actually a powerful tool in child development called positive reinforcement. Let me tell you why it's so important and how it shapes a child's growth in ways we might not always realize. So positive reinforcement is basically when you encourage good behavior by rewarding it, whether that reward is praise, affection, or even something tangible like a sticker or treat. When a child experiences positive consequences following a behavior, they're more likely to do it again. Sounds simple, right? But it's far more impactful, especially when used thoughtfully. Think about it. When kids are praised for their effort, not just the result, it helps build their confidence and resilience. It's not complicated. Positive feedback creates a cycle where kids feel motivated, which boosts their self-esteem and encourages personal growth. This ties into ideas from positive psychology, where the focus is on fostering strengths and well-being rather than just correcting weaknesses. One of the reasons positive reinforcement works so well is because it aligns with humanistic values, putting the child's potential and dignity front and center. From a secular worldview, this method respects the child as a whole person who can flourish through support and guidance rather than fear or punishment. When a child learns through positive reinforcement, they associate learning with positive emotions. This approach helps to cultivate intrinsic motivation, meaning kids want to act well because they feel good about it, not just because they expect a reward. It encourages empathy and cooperation, essential social skills that set the foundation for healthy relationships. But here's something that often gets overlooked. Positive reinforcement isn't about bribing or always handing out presents. It's about authentic recognition and encouragement, really paying attention to those moments when kids do something good and making sure they know it matters. That authentic connection can mean a lot. And from the perspective of applied humanistic philosophy, this method supports personal flourishing, meaning kids grow emotionally, socially, and intellectually in ways that align with their own values and desires, rather than just following orders. It's a respectful, empowering way of parenting or teaching. Now, the best part? Positive reinforcement helps build a strong foundation for lifelong learning and emotional health. Kids raised in environments where encouragement and support are regular tend to handle challenges better, have higher self-esteem, and show greater creativity. All of these are critical for their future success and happiness. For anyone interested in framing child development within the wider context of a secular framework that values reason, empathy, and growth, I highly recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It offers practical insights into how positive psychology and humanistic values intersect to promote well-being, not just for kids, but for all of us. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It's a great resource for parents, educators, or anyone curious about creating environments where people can truly thrive. So next time you're with a child, remember, a simple great job or a genuine smile can do wonders. Positive reinforcement isn't just a technique, it's a meaningful way to help the next generation grow into their best selves.